Welcome to QCast. I'm Carrie O'Rourke with Quality. Each year, Quality conducts a survey of more than 800 manufacturers on a range of criteria. The companies are then ranked, and Quality releases our Quality Leadership 100. This year's number one company was Brembo North America from Homer, Michigan. The company has been manufacturing brake components for 50 years. I spoke with Dan Sandberg, company president and CEO of Brembo North America. He begins by talking about the company and the range of products they manufacture.
I know you guys are most widely known for brakes, brake components. Is there any other product lines that are manufactured at the plant?
In North America, we are strictly manufacturing brake components and corner assemblies. The Brembo, of course, is a global company. And we also have a couple of other brands. One is the Sabelt brand, which manufactures, more wearables, if you will, that are used in racing, in addition to seats that are used in racing. There's some helmets, seat belts. But primarily, that's a relatively small part of the company. The majority of what we make are brake components and systems.
What percentage of your employees in North America are dedicated to quality responsibility?
Well, I'd probably say all 400, to be honest with you. I mean, we have a very, very strong dedication to quality. It's obviously we make a safety component. So in order to make a safety component, you have to have the entire company really focused on quality. People who are directly, I think, as you guys would typically say, quality type people, you know, quality inspectors, I would say upwards of 10. Maybe 12% of the workforce.
What standards is your company registered for?
Well, we obviously have all of the typical customer certifications, but I think TS16949 is it all of our plants. And as a matter of fact, our Mexico plant in Apodaca was one of the first TS plants when that standard first came out to get certification. And I think our Homer, Michigan plant was probably in the top 100 or the first 100 in the country to get that certification. So we're usually pretty early to go with whatever the latest quality certification is.
Have there been any changes that have taken place in your quality program in the past few years? Or?
Well, I mean, I think the Brembo here in North America, Brembo was in North America for a little less than 20 years, and then they purchased the brake operations of Hayes Lemmerts. And that occurred in 2007. And, of course, those plants were operating under the Hayes quality system, and all those plants were converted over to the Brembo quality system over the last 2 years. And that transaction took place in 2007, so it's been just over 3 years now.
What are some of your larger companies that you supply to?
Well, in North America, we supply to all the big three. And then we also supply to BMW, Mercedes, Nissan, and Mazda, and VW.
Besides your typical wearing down, what are some other typical malfunctions of brake materials that you inspect for?
Well, I mean, typically what we're looking for, you first start by looking for casting defects, if you will, because every single disc that starts out as an iron casting. Or carbon ceramic, if you will, but those are checked probably primarily. But when you get the steel discs, you're checking, number one, for any kind of foundry defects, which typically are porosity, which are small gas holes, if you will, that might be found in the brake surface. You obviously check for cracks, and then you machine those discs, and you check for the same types of things that may have opened up, you know, while you're machining. You may find porosity after you machine. After that, mostly what the business is all about in the brake disc side of the business, you're talking about manufacturing specifications. So we're in what we would call a high-precision machining business. The type of dimensions that we're required to maintain with our customers are very, very strict. So very, very microns, if you will, of variation that you're allowed in the dimensions. So it's a very, very high-precision machining business when you're talking about discs. When you're talking about calipers, which we also make, there are a whole variety of checks that take place, all the way from, again, same typical things that you would look at for quality for a casting, and then they're machined to very, very tight tolerances, and then there's components that are added, and you're checking your pads, you're checking your paint and aesthetics, if you will. Everybody knows Brembo by the great aesthetics that we have on our calipers, but you can't believe the requirements that we live under to make sure that the painting is perfect. They're almost like jewelry when they're delivered to our customers. No defects at all. Even in a lot of cases, it's not even seen by the consumer, but that entire caliper is painted, and it's a beautiful piece of work.
What type of role do your quality professionals play in the acquisition of test, measurement, inspection tools, software, and services?
I'd say all of the above. I mean, the quality people that we have are really trained not only in visual inspection, but part of the success that we have, I think, on the quality side is that we use a lot of automation, if you will, to detect defects and obviously to do the measurements involved. Most of the products that we have and sell are 100% inspected. In other words, we're not using capability studies to determine if we're normally, you know, within range. We're typically any of the key measuring statistics that we have to take on the parts themselves and specifications are done 100% with end-of-the-line gauging. And I think that's important, and it's probably a must with a safety component.
That concludes our QCast interview. I'm Carrie O'Rourke with Quality. For more information on Brembo North America, visit www.brembo.com/US. Also, don't forget to check out our Quality 100 list in our February issue and on our website at qualitymag.com.